normally, we don't do this kind of stuff. I mean, designing products. But as you know, we are Contra. And in Contra Studio, we dedicate 60% of our working time to become financially satisfied and 40% of time to do things which makes us happy. And one of them is definitely GET, Green Effective Tube. It is a unique redesign of plastic packaging which we entered into several international competitions. My name is Adam, I'm founder of Contra Studio, and here is our take on how to make this planet a bit better place.
One billion toothpaste tubes are thrown out each year, and they are filled with ingredients like sodium lauryl sulfate, triclosan, artificial dyes and preservatives which are harmful to our health and the planet. Toothpaste tubes are unrecyclable and polluting, but people won't stop brushing their teeth. Toothbrushing is rooted in our culture. The need for shiny teeth and fresh breath is a cultural norm, and we also brush teeth more than ever. Please, let us introduce you, Green Effective Tube, a fully recyclable and refillable packaging which looks like an ordinary toothpaste tube. But it is so much more. With our GET design, we strived for something easy, transportable, small, electricity-free, affordable. We came up with the first sketches of our product. Our solution focused on minimal and easy usage. We came with the toothpaste packaging consisting of three pockets, one for water, one for toothpaste tablets and toothpaste crushing pocket. New toothpaste packaging was innovative, but isn't it also too challenging for all morning routine? In the morning, we are in the hassle. Average population's brushing is mere 45 seconds. So how to convince people that using environmentally friendly toothpaste doesn't waste their time? The new packaging needs to change people's habits as minimally as possible. That's why we moved from the round tube into the standard toothpaste tube shape. GET Green Effective Tube. A fully recyclable and refillable packaging which looks like an ordinary toothpaste tube, but it is so much more. How does it work? Using GET for the first time, you don't need to fill anything. Water is ready in a water pocket and tablets with your favorite taste and function in the tablet pocket. Simply shortly squeeze the tube as you are used to on the water side, then push out one tablet of the tablet pocket through the one-way release membranes. Once having both compounds in the crushing pocket, crush a tablet between your fingers. Its coating is made from agar, and the crushing pocket from a soft plastic. And voila, your toothpaste is ready to be squeezed out. Push it on your toothbrush, just as you did so many times before. How to refill GET? Is GET empty? Pop in the closest drugstore or opt in for a monthly subscription service refill. It comes in a returnable plastic packaging. If needed, wash the inside of a crushing pocket underwater. Screw out the lid separating the paste pocket from the water and tablet compounds. Fill in the tablets from the refill and new water. Screw everything back together with the crushing part. Why to go for GET? GET survives a lifetime. Thanks to the HDPE plastic's durability, our recyclable toothpaste packaging can last forever. Even if you rebuy GET every 2 years, you save more than 19.2 toothpaste tubes by every purchase of the GET tube. GET is nature's friend. Unlike toothpaste tubes, GET is reusable for years and it has a minimal impact on the environment compared to the usual packaging. GET comes in a minimal packaging. 1 kilogram of paper and plastic waste, or 30 grams of safely recyclable plastic. Experiment with different refills every time. Or simply choose those which fit your needs the best, brand, flavor or functionality. GET is designed for quick use in stunning way. Users have a better experience through improved aesthetics and functionality of the packaging, and they can enjoy both for years and years. It's win-win business. New and existing brands can easily use their technology to switch from the old tubes to GET. They cherish on improving brand loyalty through refill subscriptions delivered directly to the user and incentivizing the return of the refill packaging through deposit and reward schemes. So, by using GET, 1 billion toothpaste tubes can be saved each year. Switch to GET and finally enjoy the really clean smile. We're there to be different, we are Contra.
So welcome everyone at Contra Podcast. My name is Adam and I'm here today with
are designers and marketers, Lenka and Jan. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We are here to discuss our last and actually first one, product design, which is called Get Green Effective Tube. I was merely on the beginning of the project, so I'm the host here and you are the creators. So if I may just kind of introduce Get, which you have just seen, and it's definitely a personal issue for each of us. There is also a huge movement which actually kind of inspired you, Lenka, which is called Plastic Economy. Is that right?
Exactly like that.
And it was said by leaders of business to actually solve the problem of plastic waste and use better the source. So what caught my eye is that we actually need to redesign only just 30% of the production and the rest will follow the economic stimulus. Is this the case for GET? So is this the essential thing to be redesigned?
Well, in my opinion, we have to think about the redesign as about every case in our society. And it is when we set up the initial numbers, the other numbers are gonna follow. And in this case, I believe that we were successful with the same with GET, because we are completely rethinking the plastic packaging we are using for the toothpaste at the moment. And from the toothpaste tube, which you would just use for a month, you have something which you possess for years and years, and it is a personal belonging which you just merely refill. So from this perspective, I do definitely believe that GET is gonna be a successful solution within these 30% of the plastic redesign, and like that we can nudge the plastic economy to become more sustainable and more conscious about our activities. Even people who are really sustainable and environmentally friendly, they can't just stop brushing their teeth. That's impossible.
How long do you estimate a GET packaging can last?
We currently estimate that it can last more than 5 years.
I think the important word is economy, that every environmental deed and every pathway to a sustainable future should be also economically sustainable. So can you get us a bit more through the economic stimulus that GET may offer to the producers?
For sure. It is so true, definitely. I have to only agree, because we might have green hearts and big minds, but in the end of the day, what really decides is if it is also profitable for the producers. And we had this in our mind when we were developing GET, because for us, we wanted to come up with a solution which is not only win business for the final customer, but also for the producers themselves. And like that, we are producing not the brand of the toothpaste packaging or the toothpaste itself. We are really coming up with a new toothpaste packaging solution. So our idea is to introduce GET mostly to the producers. Therefore, they can take the packaging for themselves and rebrand it with their toothpaste solution as they are used to, and really apply it within their factory line. Therefore, it is just going to be spread very easily and very quickly.
Great. Honza, concerning the economy side, actually the resource we are using, the plastic, what kind of plastic is it?
So in our solution, we're using HDPE plastic, which is high density plastic, and it's can be flexible and it's good for contact with the food, and it's not toxic solution, and its invention was awarded by a Nobel Prize. So it's the best plastic for our health. It's health harmless and it's you were protective of goods inside.
Nice. So this is different kind of plastic than it's used, for example, in wrapping the food in the supermarket.
Yeah, this is a better solution which can last longer and can be fully recyclable.
Oh, it's fully recyclable. So yeah, you can make it to anything else, shoes, tankers, whatever.
Yeah, you can use it for shoes or foils or anything else.
How long do you estimate a GET packaging can last?
We currently estimate that it can last more than 5 years of permanent using.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because of the flexibility of the package, but it's more than 5 years of non-toxic and harmless using.
Lenka, the toxicity was one of the key problems when actually pointing out the solution to the toothpaste packaging. So can you maybe tell us a bit more about the behavior behind the toothbrushing? Why is it actually that important to answer this need for packaging? And what have you learned about people brushing their teeth?
Absolutely. The thing is that I'm really glad that you mentioned that it was a personal case for us. We definitely had this personal motivation as a team, because we found the toothpaste brushing or the toothbrushing very casual, perform every day. And it is also very wasteful. We wanted to do something with that. Therefore, this is how we like to approach things before actually diving into the research before this is how we approach our projects. So before we actually dived into the design itself, we performed the research. And various resources led us to one particular number. And the number was that throughout the world, 1 billion toothpaste packaging are thrown out each year. And that's a pretty huge number. And when you take into account the fact that the health perspective is so important to every individual, you have to realize that even people who are really sustainable and environmentally friendly, they can't just stop brushing their teeth. That's impossible. And actually, Sisko Honkala from Finnish Jyväskylä University and the research collective found that people brush their teeth more than once a day, more and more often. And like that, they found that between 1994 and 2010, this number of people who brush their teeth more than once a day rose by 10 to 20%. So once all of a sudden, we have this up to 20% of the whole population newly brushing their teeth within 15 years. And like that, of course, the number is still rising. So the health perspective is more and more important. And what was also a very important aspect was the cultural perspective.
Because the cultural norm, actually.
Exactly. Because currently, when we are brushing our teeth, we don't think only about our health and the health of our teeth. We are also thinking about our shiny teeth, beautiful white smile. We are thinking about a fresh breath, which is going to astonish our surroundings. These are all very important points within the brushing, toothbrushing habit. And we made our own calculations, because all these data led us to realize that the number of 1 billion toothpaste tubes thrown out each year is by a chance even higher. And we counted down that when you take into consideration the 1 gram of toothpaste, the typical pea-sized, which we put on our toothbrush twice a day, it seems that every household is participating on the environmental pollution, which with a higher instance, and with we calculated down that it's more than 38 toothpaste tubes every single year per household.
Yes.
And of course, it meant that the struggle is real.
So what I understand is that actually these are all the cases why toothpaste packaging cannot be recycled but needs to be redesigned, because the toxicity means that even someone would like to recycle it, he couldn't, because you just can't throw it away, or even you can recycle because it's actually filthy with the remains of the paste. And when is it actually thrown away and ends in the dump, it also creates a toxicity in the surrounding nature. So that these are actually, plus the cultural norm and plus the health issue, these are all the reasons why we decided this needs to be redesigned and not actually only recycled. That's how I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Exactly. These all were the reasons, the environmental reason. But I would like to point this out, that this was not the only reason for us. Because, of course, the fact that it is also a cultural norm, it is becoming more and more important for our health. Therefore, it is going to become even a bigger problem for our environment. These were the factors which led us to decide to change it.
So what are the plans we get for the future?
Well, currently we basically developed GET thanks to the RO Guiltless Plastic Prize. So we definitely have to thank for that, because for us, we have found this competition, which mm-hmm. we found very interesting, because the main philosophy behind the competition says that the plastic material itself is not guilty. It is just how we use this plastic material. And we completely felt the same way. And this led us to find the problem which burned us in the highest instances. And it was exactly the toothpaste packaging problem. And to this problem, we decided to find a solution. So this is actually the reason why all of us can sit here and why all of our listeners can listen to us at the moment. So currently, of course, because of the corona crisis situation, we are waiting for the results, and we are hoping everyone is safe and healthy. And well, once this crisis is gonna be away, we are hoping for the other steps in our project. Of course, we are hoping we are already working on patenting our product, and we are looking forward to hear from investors. We are currently actively looking for investors. So,
do you really think this will be a business venture?
Yeah. Okay. We surely believe into that. Actually, a week ago, I gave a presentation about GET to a group from JCI International.
And they were very international, yes. Yeah.
And there were even some people who just through our presentation were already convinced and asked me where can they buy the product.
Nice.
And when, of course, it needs to go through a long process. We need to make the actual prototype. We need to beta test. But I believe that the solution is really good, especially because it changes the habit of the consumer as minimally as possible. So that, because toothbrushing habit,
also it brings a new opportunity for the business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that together means that people are gonna actually buy GET, because it doesn't change their habits. It looks like a completely normal toothpaste packaging, while it can be reusable. But it is also very interesting for the companies, because once all of a sudden they can apply, for example, the different loyalty incentives. They can get together the loyalty programs. They can lure their customers into the opt-in solutions. Therefore, people once of a sudden don't have to think about going to the shop, buying a new toothpaste. They can just get their toothpaste delivered every single month or according to their need. So once of a sudden, the customers might be so much more loyal with our packaging as well.
Cool. So lots of plans to do. Hopefully a bright future. So once again, thanks for your work, Lenka and Honza. It was a great pleasure for me to be just actually a small part of this project. And I hope we'll meet very soon in person when presenting GET to other public. So it was really nice meeting you. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.